Just give thanks to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. Good morning, church. It's so good to see our beautiful and lovely faces. What a good Father we serve. What a good Father we serve. He's good, always good. God is good. I want you to say to your neighbor, God is good. And God has been so good to me. Yeah, God is good. God is good. The Christian life is a life of faith. It's a life of faith. Faith is when God says, I am with you, but you can't see him. Even when things are going down, but God keeps saying, I am with you, you believe him. We have had faith in things that we do not know. When you sit on that seat, you believe that the chair will hold your weight. You have faith in the chair. How much more God? The heavens declares the glory of the Lord. The firmament shows forth the handiwork of God. When you come out in the night and you look and you behold the stars, how beautiful, how colorful they are. You can only imagine. The same God that made the stars is your Father. There is nothing too hard for God to do. And that's why you need to calm down and relax and enjoy the best of God. Even when things look down, no, the Bible says with joy you draw out of that well of salvation. Everything that the Lord has said, he has given you. Everything that the Lord has done for you. When things are not working the way you want it, everybody is coming to you and they are asking you, what shall we do? The Bible says that with joy. It means that you don't know what to do, but you just laugh. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Even when the fees are not paid yet, you just laugh. Because the devil wants to keep you in that place of gloom. But the Bible says that the people in darkness, they have seen the great light. And Jesus did not only say that I am the light of the world. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. Matthew 5 and verse 16, Jesus said, let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Everyone can look at you, but let them see the light of God radiating through you. Let them open their mouth and say that even when everybody is complaining that the economy is down, you're always opening to it. Because the life of the believer is a life of faith. And if you walk by sight, you can never please God. The Bible says that we walk by faith and not by sight. By faith, the elders, they obtained a good testimony. By faith, they conquered nations. When God said to Abraham, come out of your father's house, come out of your people, out of your kindred, come out of everything that you've ever known before. Abraham would have asked God, where are you taking me to? God didn't say, I'm taking you to Canada. God didn't say, I'm taking you to anywhere. God said, to a land that I will show you. To a land that I will show you. You don't need to know where I'm taking you. But you can be sure that I am the Lord your God. Behold, I make all things new. And I want us to write that down. Behold, I make all things new. The word of the Lord to you this season. Behold, I make all things new. I make all things new. Can we quickly see it in the book of Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 19? God said, I will even make a way in the wilderness. You know, a wilderness is a thick forest. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Glory to God. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness. A wilderness is a thick forest. If you try to run in the wilderness, thistles and thorns will tear your skin. But God said, I will make a way. It means that that situation looks like there is no way out of it, but God is with you. He said, I'll make a river in the desert. For those of you that have been to Dubai before, most of the places where you see things grow, they do irrigation. A place where there is no water. God said, I will even make rivers to flow in the desert. The life of the believer is the life of faith. Without faith, the Bible says, it is impossible to please God. He said that they that come to God must believe that God is God and that God is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Maybe God has spoken to you about a company that you will build and you don't even have the money for that dream yet. Maybe God has spoken to you or even shown you a picture about yourself, how your life is so glorious. But you look at where you are right now, it doesn't look like it. No, the Bible says that we do not look at the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen. When God said, let there be light, He called forth light out of darkness. He called forth light out of darkness. Let the words of your mouth come from the place of the Spirit. When you're not looking at the things that are seen, but the things that do appear, the things that are not seen. Out of your belly flow rivers of living water. And because they flow from your spirit, it doesn't matter what your outer situation looks like. It keeps flowing. It keeps flowing. And the Bible says in the book of Ezekiel 47, everywhere the river flows, life abounds. When the river came into the Dead Sea, the things that were dead, they came alive. They came alive. I say to people that we have lived so much on the face of the earth, we have forgotten that we are wonders, walking, talking, miracles. There is no creation of God that speaks the language that we speak. The birds of the air, when you look at them, they are so colorful and beautiful. You can't understand what they are saying, but they are worshiping God in their own way. And Jesus trying to show you how wonderful you are. In Matthew chapter 6 from verse 25, Jesus said, look at the birds of the air. They neither spin, they neither sow, they do nothing. He said, your Father in heaven. He said, therefore I say to you, do not worry about what you will eat. Don't worry about anything. Don't worry about anything. Don't worry about anything. Your future has been taken care of before you showed up. And God is not asking us to be lazy. No, you can't even walk with God if you are lazy. But you know that you are not trying to make things to happen. You're just yielding yourself to what God will say. In Isaiah 30 and verse 21, the Bible says you will hear a voice behind you. You will hear that still small voice. Everybody is doing it, but you know deep inside of you, God is not saying you should do it. He said, your ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, this is the way. This is the man. It doesn't look like it. Some years ago, I was not looking like it. None of us was born with everything we have today. It's the grace of God. It's the grace of God. So don't be that person who is thinking that the reason why I'm going to choose this guy is because he already has it made up. He can lose it. He can lose it. If he's not in Christ, his life may be cut short. He can lose it. He can lose it. And we are not asking them to lose it, but even when they do not lose it, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Oh, glory to God. Yeah. So we've been learning about spirit-led life. And we've been learning that God wants to lead us. Continue. I'm enjoying it. God wants to lead us in the best pathway for our lives. I want us to see the book of Psalm 32 and verse 8. Oh, glory to God. God said, I will instruct you. I will guide you. I will teach you in the way you should go. God is watching over you. God is watching over you. No matter how bad that situation may be, God is watching over you. And that was why David was able to say in Psalms 23 that the Lord is my shepherd. I love what he said in verse 4. Was it verse 4 where he said that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. He didn't say that even though he leads me. No. A lot of people have made one bad decision and they had made a tent there so much that they are not making progress in their lives. That stigma, everything just stays in one spot. When you give your life to Christ, the Bible says that everything was made new. I want us to quickly see 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17. Everyone that is born of God, the Bible says, you are a new creation. And it doesn't matter what past you had. It doesn't matter what you went through growing up. It doesn't matter the stigma. You know, a lot of people were victims of rape and abuse. But the best stories that God can write will come from those kind of people if they can trust God with their lives. So much that when people look at you, they can't see the trace. They can't see your past hurts. They can't see the pains. They only see the glory of God. Jesus was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The Bible said the punishment that was necessary for us to have peace was laid on him. And by the stripes that he took, the Bible says, you are healed. So you have been delivered from your past. You have been delivered from the struggles that you've ever been through in your life. If any man is in Christ Jesus, please let's have it on the screen. He is a new creation. So you are a new person. Every day you are a new person. Every day you are a new person. It's like the messages of the Lord. The Bible says they are new every morning. New things. So don't hold on to the past. Don't hold on to the past. Believe God for what he has said concerning you. And declare to yourself, I'm a new person. All things have passed away. All things have passed away. Whatsoever is in your life right now that doesn't look like God, you shouldn't be holding on to it. Let it go. Let it go. Relationships that do not glorify God, let it go. But God, I'm already 38, I'm already 42. Can I still find a man? If you desire to be married, you will find. Let it go. Let it go. When you trust God so much, you can believe what he says to you. Even when the situations around you don't look like it. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. God wrote it new. God made it new. I love what verse 18 says. Verse 18 says, now all things are of God. That is the reality of the believer. Now all things are of God. It means that the things that used to go wrong are no longer there. Everything has been made new. All things are new. All things are new. Because all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself in Christ Jesus. Everything that you need was made available in Christ Jesus. Don't try to do it in your own strength. God paid for it through the death and the suffering of his son Jesus. Spirit-led life, it is available to every one of us to be led by the Spirit. Because if you know what God did in the new creation, the Bible says that God recreated us. He recreated your spirit. God removed from you the nature of sin. God removed from you the nature of condemnation. God removed from you the nature of unrighteousness. That feeling when you want to pray and the devil reminds you, you that just fornicated, and right there, you just couldn't pray. All things are of God. So God is not condemning you. God is not condemning you. The voice of God is in your spirit. The voice of God is in your spirit. The voice of God is in your spirit. Your recreated spirit is as righteous as Jesus is righteous. Your recreated human spirit is as holy as God is holy. Everything that God has, the Bible says that you have the life of God in you. That life of God, that God is never afraid of anything. A lot of times when you read the Bible, try as much as possible to relate with the Bible. If the Bible says that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was void, what does void mean to you? Everywhere was dark. There was darkness on the face of the earth. The Bible says, but the Spirit of the Lord moved on the face of the waters. Then God said, light be. The best you can do when you are going through a situation you don't know what to do is to find out what God would have you say from the realm of your spirit, man, and speak those words. But a lot of times people are moved by their past experiences, and that's why you hear a lot of time people say, yeah, mobe, that kind of thing. But in Christ Jesus, you will never hear God talk like that. You will never hear God talk like that. And your vocabulary must begin to reflect the kingdom where you're from. You are not of this world. The Bible says that you are not of this world. You live in this world. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want us to see what the Lord said in the book of John chapter 16, chapter 14 and verse 16. John 14 and verse 16. I want us to see it in the NLT, and then we also see it in the Amplified Classic. John 14 and verse 16, the NLT says, Jesus speaking to the disciples, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who what? Will lead you into all truth. And then Jesus said that the world cannot receive the Holy Spirit because the world is not looking for the Holy Spirit. The world cannot recognize the Holy Spirit. But you know him because he lives with you and later will be in you. Jesus was speaking about the Spirit that was to come. But now the Spirit of God lives in us. The Spirit of the Lord lives in us. I love the way Amplified put it, Amplified Classic. He said, the Comforter, who is also the Counselor, is the Helper. Verse 16. He says, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Comforter. Meaning that Jesus is the Comforter. And another there was what? Alios, Paracletus. Another like me. He has the same spirit with me. Everything that I want to do in your life is the same thing he wants to do in your life. And I will give you another one like myself. In the nature of God, the Spirit carries God. He's also eternal. He said he is the Comforter. He will comfort you. He is the Counselor. He will give you solid wisdom. He is the Helper. He will help you through things. Are you struggling with an addiction in the house? The Comforter is also the Helper. Are you struggling with a trauma in your past? He is the Helper. He has healed you. And his word will always come to you. He is the one who helps you to pray according to the will of God. The intercessor. He knows the mind of God and he helps you to pray. He is the advocate, the one that speaks on your behalf. In that boardroom when everybody feels that this one is too spiritual, this is business. You can't miss business will be spiritual. The Holy Spirit becomes your advocate. And the Holy Spirit begins to speak on your behalf. The same way he spoke in the behalf of Joseph, who was just there languishing in the prison. He didn't know what was going on. He didn't know that God had sealed up a dream in the heart of the king. He didn't know that the butler that had forgotten him all the years, God would still use that same person to remember him. God is mindful of you. God is mindful of you. So I said that every believer has the capacity to be led by the Spirit of God. And it doesn't matter whether they are young or old. It doesn't matter their age. Samuel was just 7 years old when the Lord called out to him. God wants to lead you. And God has said will lead you in the best pathway for your life. God wants to write a story with your life that those who knew you before, they will come and see you and they are wondering, is that still the same person? Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you so much, Lord. And you know, the beautiful thing I love about God is the fact that when God said the Spirit will be in you and the Spirit will lead you into all truth, God didn't just do that and that was all. God brought us into partnership with him. Praise God. God brought us into partnership with himself. I want us to see 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 1. The Bible says that God called us to be workers together. Partners. 2 Corinthians 6, yes. We then as workers together with him. I want us to see the way the NLT puts it. NLT said he wants us to be his partners. Partnership with God. That partnership where everything is supplied. As God partners, we beg you not to accept this marvelous gift of God's kindness. And then what? Ignore it. There is so much inside of you, you just need to believe it. There's so much inside of you, you just need to see it. That it doesn't matter what is going on around you, you see the glory of the Lord. It doesn't matter what the world economy is saying, you speak the language that God is speaking through you. You are partners with God. And the most beautiful part of this partnership is that God was the one that put his spirit inside of you. God is the same one that wrote the script. He concealed it from the world. And he's willing to work it out through us. I want us to quickly see what the Bible says in the book of Ephesians 2 and verse 10. The Bible says we are his workmanship. Thank you, Jesus. It says we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus. So we can do the good things that God planned for us long ago. I want you to think about the person that when you think about that person seems to be the person that has everything figured out together. God wants you to know that much more has been given to you. You just have to bring it out. When God gave you that gift, God did not give you the gift and bind you to a city. God wants you to be in that place and the whole world will benefit from your glory. And as I'm speaking right now, I want you to see yourself being led by the Spirit. And even though you already said to yourself, I don't need a master's degree, I don't need a PhD, I'm good the way I am. But the question is, what is the Lord saying to you? A lot of times we just put ourselves in a bottle. I don't need school. But God knows that in the next 5 years, something new is going to break forth in your life. And the people that you're going to meet in those places are the people that will speak for you. Don't write anybody off. Don't say, nothing good can come out of that place. Let the Spirit of God speak to you. When you pray in the Spirit and God speaks through you, Let those words that proceed from you be words that you will put down on paper. Because just as the word of God said to Habakkuk, in Habakkuk 2 and verse 1, the Bible says that I will stand my watch and watch what it will say to me. The Bible says, then the Lord said, write it down, make it plain. Write it down, make it plain. Write it down, make it plain. Whatever the Lord has said to you, I want you to write it down, make it plain. Because it may tarry, but it will not fail. Praise the Lord. It may drag, but it will not fail. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And so I said that God has called us into partnership with Himself. And everything that the partnership needs to thrive, God has placed it inside of each one of us. As individuals, God has given Himself to us. As a people, God has put His Spirit in us. God wants us to walk together with Him. When Jesus walked the face of the earth, He was not doing His own will. He was doing the will of the Father. As you walk the face of the earth, you're not doing your own biddings. You're doing the will of God. Every time when you wake up in the morning, you lift up your hands and you lift up your voice and you say, Father, I thank you. Just like Jesus said, because you always hear me. What would you have me do today? Where would you have me go today? Who would you have me speak to today? Because whether you like it or not, there are people that are going through downtime right now. Even believers. Right now, in a place on the face of the earth, there is someone that is thinking about suicide. And that is why you don't know what God can do with your phone. The social media can bring about revival like never before. A lot of times people think about the bad things that come from the inventions of people. Why can't you use it for the purpose of Christ? And so what did God do? He didn't just say, let us become partners. The Bible says that God put His Spirit inside of us. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 19. The Bible says, do you not know that your body is the temple of the living God, and the Spirit of God lives inside of you? It says, do you not realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? Ha. It says, you do not belong to yourself. That's why sometimes when you do things and you're like, wow, did I just do that? The power of God is available in you. So God did just bring you. God did not just bring you and then you're thinking about what to do in that relationship, in that partnership. God brought you forth and gave you the full wisdom in Christ Jesus. And then when you are thinking about how to do it, the Spirit of God, in partnership with your human spirit, they're having a conversation of what to be done. And that is why God does not want us to walk by flesh. Don't be flesh-led. That person did something I can never forget. No. What is the Lord saying to you? Praise God. What is the Lord saying to you? When people wrong you, don't see them. Don't see them. If you see people, then you are walking after the flesh. If you see people, you will not be able to forgive. If you see people, you will not be able to see the big picture. If the brothers of Joseph never sold him to Egypt, I know that God would have still worked it out. But they sold him out thinking they were doing whatever. But the Bible says, Joseph, a man under the old covenant, he said, you meant it for evil, but God turned it out for good. It means that when it comes to the believer, it is always a win-win situation. It is always a win situation for you. You always win. You always win. You always win. You always win. Your work will become so big that the whole nations of the world will come to you. Everybody is talking about Facebook. God has an invention inside of you. And the world is waiting for it. The Bible says that the whole endless expectation of the creation, the whole creation eagerly waits for the manifestation of Abimbola. Of you. Of you. Of you. that revelation inside of you that the Lord has spoken, God is not asking you to go share it out to people. Maybe Joseph could not have gone down as a slave if he wasn't really saying so much about it to people. Because there are people that may not be able to handle what God is saying to you. There are people that when you say what God is putting inside of you, they make it look as if you are thinking too much. You are putting yourself too highly. They can't understand it. And they are looking at you because they know your background. Some of them were there on your naming ceremony. Some of them knew what your father went through. Some of them knew the patterns that have played out in your family. And so they cannot relate. It's just like when the Bible says that they came to Zechariah to ask him, what will the name of the boy be? And he said, John. They were like, nobody has ever been John in your family. But that was the name that even Elizabeth gave to the boy. Why? Because they heard from God. I want you to believe in your dreams. Because they are not yours, they came from your spirit. I want you to believe that nothing is hard for your God to do. I want you to know that God is faithful. God is faithful. I love what the Bible says in the book of Philippians 2 and verse 13. I love the way the TPT puts it. The Bible says that we know that it is God who is at work in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. See what TPT says. Philippians 2 and verse 13. It says that God is the one who continually he revitalizes you. God is implanting within you the passion to do what pleases him. You know, most of the times the believers go through a downtime is because they are trying to please God by their own strength. Most of the time when you look down on yourself and you don't feel good enough for God, it's because you're trying to please God by your own strength. But the Bible says that God is the one who continually revitalizes you. God is the one who continually implants within you the passion to do what pleases him. And so when you just messed up and the devil came to you and told you that, but you call yourself a believer, right? No, you're not. You need to say to yourself, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because he has said he will never leave me nor forsake me. And I love the way the Bible puts the fact that we are in Christ. And Christ is in us. You are wondering, so who is inside who? No, God knows what he's saying. When you see yourself in Christ Jesus, you'll be able to see the inheritance in Christ Jesus. It's like God brought you into his house and God said to you, everything in this place belongs to you. When the Bible says that you are in Christ, okay, let's see Colossians chapter 1 and read from verse 26. I love the way the Bible puts it. The Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Thank you, Lord. All right, so when you see yourself in Christ, you see yourself as it were in the home of Christ, where nothing is missing and nothing is broken, everything just works perfect. And then when you see Christ in you, you see that there is so much inside of you because Christ is there. The capacity of Christ is in you. It means that this same anointing that Jesus walked on the face of the earth and was able to preach the gospel because Jesus is in me is working out the will of the Father. Hallelujah, praise God. Christ is inside of you. He came with the whole heaven. everything that Christ has, he has given to us. And I want you to just take a few moments right now to meditate on it. And as you meditate on it, I want you to begin to think about your own weaknesses and begin to see Christ exchanging those weaknesses for his own strength. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. He is in me. He is in me with all his wisdom. He is in me to help me. Not to help me alone, but to make everything that God has said to come out well. It is better for me to yield to Jesus. It is better for me to yield to him so that everything that God wants to do will be done. Nothing missing, nothing broken. 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 And God wants us to go deeper, deeper in our walk with him. Deeper in our walk with him. Deeper in our understanding of what has been freely given to us. God doesn't want us to be crying like the world. He wants us to know that everything has been provided. So we just need to search. We just need to search. Lord, what would you have me do? In Luke chapter 6 and verse 12, the Bible says that Jesus went to the mountain to pray, and he was there in prayer all night. And when the morning came, the Bible says that Jesus called the disciples to himself. There were more than 12. But right there, he selected 12. If there were 12, then there was no selection process. It did it by the Spirit of God. It did it by the Spirit of God. It did it by the Spirit of God. When I was a little boy, my mother told me that I was going to go to a big school. And I believed it. And I remember as a boy, I remember saying to her, how will it happen? How would it be? And even though my mother died when I was 10, that dream never died. Because God is the one that puts that vision in people. So don't give up on yourself. A lot of people see you and they think you came from a wealthy home. Yes, because you came from Christ. You are from the stock of Christ. And when it was time for me to go to the university, and it was looking as though nothing good was going to come out of it, everything that I knew was looking gloomy. But the word of the Lord came forth, and God honored his word to perform it. Our parents are the biological vessels by which God has brought us into the world. They don't determine how far we go in life. It is good when they are believers. They can guide us. But there is a spirit in man. The Bible says the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding. Everybody looks at you and they say you are just different. Because the Spirit of God is in you. And your dreams are valid. Your dreams are valid. God doesn't want you to go about to say to people, the reason why I couldn't go to school is because my parents do not have money. No, no. No, no. God wants you to retreat and lock up yourself in that place of prayer. Jesus prayed every night. Jesus prayed through the night. Jesus prayed out the will of God. Even though he is the King of glory, yet he prayed. Because he needs to be in alignment with what the Father wanted him to do. Whether we like it or not, there are pressures all around us that can make us to hear God and still do the different thing. Whether you like it or not, God can say to you, this is what you will do. But when that situation came, you lied. God told you, when they come to you to say, how did you do it? Say these words. But when they came to you in that moment, what God asked you to say didn't make sense. But you have to stick it out for God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We experience a deeper dimension in Christ Jesus, where our weakness is exchanged for His strength. I want us to pray this morning and spend quality time praying. But before we pray, I remember something. I want us to see the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 13 and verse 1 to 4 or 5. Acts of Apostles, chapter 13 and verse 1. You know, the Bible spoke about or speaks about a man named Saul. He was doing all sorts. He was persecuting the body of Christ. And everybody just felt that this guy was a bad guy. But God had a plan for Saul. See what the Bible says. The Bible says, now when the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Mani, who had been brought up with Herod, the tetrarch, and Saul. The Bible says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. It means that all the while when Saul was in the world, threatening the body of Christ, doing all sorts, committing people to prison. See what the Bible says. For the work to which I have called them. The purpose of God is inside of you. In your own self, you think you are aspiring to become this, aspiring to become that. But the Bible says it is God that is at work in you, both to will and to do. So when you see that God is the one at work in you, you are not willing to lobby. Because where you lobby, you compromise. And because of that compromise, men will take the glory. And men will be able to say that we were the ones that helped you. It doesn't mean that people will not help you. It just means that it will not be on your own terms or on their terms. It means that the plan of God is going to sail through and God will get the glory. God will get the glory. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, you will spend more time in the place of prayer and in the place of communion with God. You will just be there as it were in the presence of God, giving Him all the glory. And if you need to fast so that you are not so much thinking about food, the Bible says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit spoke to them. The Holy Spirit was not there physically, but they heard. There were five people there. They all heard the same thing. God is real. God is real. They heard the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit said, separate unto me Barnabas and Saul for the work that I have called them. Many years before Saul came into Christ, there was a plan. Jesus had a plan. The Bible says, then having fasted, it means that even though they fasted and ministered and the Holy Spirit spoke to them, they didn't stop there. Then having fasted and prayed, they laid hands on them and they sent them forth. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord God has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. Oh, Shana Mando Safina Kabaya Kade. Retele Bella Kelly Gabana Kosufika Labo Sataya. You may not look like it, but because God is within you, you will never be moved. Yeah. And the Lord asked me to say to you, don't see the limitations. Don't see the limitations. Look unto God. Don't look to your strength. I don't know who this is for, but don't look to yourself. Look to God. The Bible says that they lifted up their face and looked to Him. And the Lord caused their face to be radiant. And the glory of the Lord shone on their face. So much that when you went for that interview, it didn't look like it was going to be good because you messed up in your own understanding. You messed up. But while you're here thinking about it, the message came into your phone. You were called. God is the one who works all things. God is the one who works all things. I've listened to people of how they prepared for an interview so well. They learned everything they needed to learn about the complaint. And just the night before, the Lord said to them, just give thanks to me. They walked into that place. No question was asked. The glory of the Lord was so strong upon them. Everybody was smiling at them. Every other person that has gone into that room before you, they came out sweating. But you walked into that place in 5 minutes, you were done. Maybe the CEO was the one that looked you in the face and said, what is your name? And that name is the name of his own son. Things just happen and you don't need to figure it out. You shall know the Lord your God. For it is God who gives you strength to make routes. I want you to pray this morning and just tell God, I go deeper with you. I go deeper with you. I am led by your spirit. I do not lean on my own understanding. I draw strength from you. I draw strength from you. I draw strength from you. Just as your word has said, it is you that is at work in me, both to will and to do of your good pleasure. It is you who revitalizes my body and helps me to come in alignment, in conformity to your will. The arm of flesh is weak, but the grace of the Lord is sufficient. Oh, that men will praise the Lord. Random on us, Findia Kabai. Can we rise to our feet this morning? And I want us to pray. I want you to just pray and let it out. Oh, Shanhabaya Katosa. E parasika paratusha. Makabane kebare kebarosa. E la pananana manosifi kabayadea. Oh, Father, you speak through us. Your word to the nations. And everything we do turns out well because you are the one who leads us in triumphant possession, in triumphant victory. We are not of them that drop back onto perdition. You make all things happen. He is a good God. Everything he has said to you, he is able to bring it to pass. They will come to you and say, we know someone that can help you. And you just say, thank you for that advice. Give me some moment, I will get back to you in the next few days. You lock up yourself. Ha ha. Yeah. Oh,